感谢主，他带领袁佑轩博士以及他的父母来到我们当中做见证。我想利用这个时间帮助大家更了解他们，做一个很简短的介绍。Praise the Lord that he brought Christopher and his parents to our church today, especially on the Mother's Day, to give an amazing testimony about how God's work helped them rebuild the relationship and change their lives. So I'd like to give a quick introduction about them.
袁佑轩博士他的学历是在2005年他毕业于穆迪神学院，在2007年获得惠顿大学圣经注释的硕士学位，并且在今年获得伯特利神学院博士学位。他目前继续在穆迪神学院教书，他在信仰以及性向上的教导已经普及世界各地。他平常受邀在校园教会以及特别的聚会做分享以及教导。
Dr. Christopher Yuan graduated from Moody Bible Institute in 2005, Wheaton College Graduate School in 2007 with a master's degree in biblical exegesis, and received his doctorate of ministry in 2014 from Bethel Seminary. Christopher teaches the Bible Moody Bible Institute, and his speaking ministry on faith and sexuality has reached many countries around the world. He speaks in conferences, on college campuses, and churches.
我下面愿意利用这个时间来介绍一下他的父母，蒋朗金姊妹及袁立阳弟兄。他们是在台湾的东海大学认识而且相恋。袁弟兄拿到化学 学士的学位以后呢，在1964年10月从台湾来到美国纽约。那蒋姊妹也在数月以后呢也来到美国，他们是在1965年9月11号在纽约结婚。那袁弟兄努力的读书，拿到双博士的学位，他拿到物理化学博士，以及做事数年后又回到学校再去拿到牙医博士的学位，那完全是靠蒋姊妹的工作来支持他。神给他们在这一生有一段非常富有挑战性的经历，包括在婚姻上以及做父母的经历上，他们必须要面对一位同性恋的浪子所带来的挑战。但是因为借着神的爱和恩典，让他们的关系得以改善，并且他们的生命也得到了改变。
Leon came to United States in 1964 after receiving his bachelor degree in chemistry in Taiwan. Soon after, Angela joined him after several months, and they got married in 1965 on September 11th. Leon got his PhD in physics and chemistry, and after working for about 4 years, with the support from Angela, he went back to school and earned his DDS, Doctor of Dental Surgery. God has given Leon and Angela an extraordinary experience in both their marriage and as the parents who are facing the challenges and dealing with a prodigal son who embraced homosexuality. Let's welcome Christopher and his parents to share their testimony about how God's love and mercy helped them change their relationship and also change their lives. Let's give them a big hand. Thank you.
America, where money grows on trees and streets are lined with gold. Well, at least that's what I perceived when I first passed through Ellis Island of New York City on October 30th, 1964. I quickly realized how wrong I was. The first night I stayed was my friend's rundown apartment in the slum of Harlem. And even more surprising was the day after, October 31st, when little people were masking ring doorbells and said, trick or treat. I said to myself, what have I got myself into? 美国在我小的时候想象中是一个钱长在树上遍地是黄金的国家。 可是我在1964年10月30号在纽约市的港口上岸，当天晚上住在我朋友那个哈林贫民区的一个破旧的公寓里面。让我更吃惊的是，第二天一群小朋友戴着面具穿着奇装异服向美家敲门说 trick or treat， 我才知道我对美国的看法是错误的。 Angela, my college sweetheart, came a few months later and we married the next year. I also Wow Angela, my college sweetheart, came a few months later and we married the next year. I also assumed just because we were in love, we would simply live happily ever after. How naive I was. 蒋兰金是我大学的情人，她比我晚一年来美国，她来了以后第二年我们就结婚了。所以我也以为只要我们两个人相亲相爱，我们一定会有一个幸福和美满的婚姻。没有想到我对婚姻的看法也是错误的。 We were not Christian then, and after years of unresolved issues, our marriage was a disaster. So with encouragement from both of our sons, we began the paperwork for divorce after 28 years of marriage. 那个时候我们不是基督徒，因此几年累月聚集了无数件没有解决的婚姻问题，所以我们婚姻的灾难是难免的。终于在两个儿子的鼓励之下，我们开始办理离婚的手续。 In the same year, on May 15th, 1993, Christopher came home after his first year at the dental school and made an announcement, I am gay. 同年的5月17号 ,1993 年，我们儿子从牙医学院回来跟我们说，我是同性恋。 Since our marriage relationship was hopeless, therefore I did not work as a team with my wife to face this enormous challenge. Not only I did not comforting her, but I also accused her for making our son gay. 因为我们的夫妻的感情已经到了绝望的地步，所以我没有同心协力和我的太太一起去面临这个大的挑战。既然儿子想要去做同性恋，就让他去吧。 So since Christopher's declaration affirmed my belief that we should all go our separate ways. 那个时候因为我们我对太太跟对儿子我已经无力去帮助他们了，这个家已经到了四分五裂无可挽救的地步。既然大家都觉得生活在痛苦之中，还不如各自的去寻找自己想要的快乐。 But my wife's respond quite differently. 可是我太太的反应和我完全不一样。
You would never think that three simple words could cause so much pain. 你不能想象当儿子用几个简单的字对我们说我是同性恋时，这带来了多么大的悲伤。 I actually thought I could threaten Christopher with the ultimatum to choose the family or choose homosexuality. But Christopher already bought into the lie.That he couldn't change, that he was born gay. So he said, if you cannot accept me, I have no other choice but to leave. Without any hesitation, Christopher picked up his bags and left. 我以为我用一个最后通牒要他选择同性恋或者选择家来威胁他会清醒过来，一定可以改变的。儿子却很坚定地回答说，我不能，我生来就是同性恋，不可能改变。如果你们不能接纳我，我只有选择离家这条路。 毫无犹豫的，他拎起背包就走出了家门。 Nothing can describe how I felt at that moment. It was worse than receiving news of Christopher's death. He could have cut me with a knife, and it would have hurt less. 这比我听到他死了的消息更难接受，比一把尖锐的刀刺伤了我更痛。任何词汇都不足以形容我当时悲伤的程度，又羞耻又愤怒，全身的血液似乎刹那间流出了体外。 In my mind, Christopher, who was closest to me and my last ray of hope, had also betrayed me. I was at the end of my rope. As my world fell apart around me, I had no more reason to live. So I determined to do the unthinkable. I was going to end my life. 心想，不只是婚姻已破碎，连这个跟我最亲近的儿子，是我生命中唯一的希望，也背叛了我。我到了生命的尽头，世界在我眼前崩溃，我完全没有再继续活下去的理由。因此我决定要做一件不可思议的事，结束我的生命。 Even though I was not a Christian at that time, I felt the need to meet with the minister who gave me a pamphlet on homosexuality. Then I bought a one-way Amtrak ticket to Louisville, where I planned to say goodbye to Christopher for the last time before ending it all. 那是虽然我还没有重生得救，不知道为什么我却想去见一位牧者。他给了我一本有关同性恋的小册子。就这样，我不告而别的离家出走，买了一张单程火车票，计划到 Louisville 和儿子见最后一面，然后去自杀。 With only my purse and a pamphlet from the minister, I bought on the train to Louisville, that thinking that death was the only answer to all my problems. 就这样，我上了前往 Louisville 的火车，相信只有一死了之能够解决我所有的痛苦。 I had never been much of a reader. On the train, I began to read the pamphlet, which explained the plan of salvation, that all of us are sinners, yet God loves us in spite of our sin. God opened the eyes of my heart. Then I realized that just as God loves me,I could love Christopher in spite of him living as a gay man. 向来不喜欢看书的我竟然在火车上开始读那份小册子。神打开了我的心灵，让我明白了耶稣的心肠，他为爱我们而被钉在十字架上的救恩。虽然我们都是罪人，神依然无条件地爱我们。神既然无条件的爱我，我也应该无条件的去爱我那同性恋的儿子。 After arriving Louisville, I called a number from the back of the pamphlet and was connected to a Christian lady in Louisville who began to disciple me. For 6 weeks, I immersed myself into the Bible and felt as if I couldn't soak up enough.到了 Louisville, 从那本小册子的背面，我打了一个电话，联络上了一位住在那的退休师母。他辅导了我6个礼拜，带着我读经祷告，我如饥似渴般日夜不停地把自己沉浸在神的话语中。 You see, I went to Louisville expecting to end my life. In reality, I diddid. One of my favorite verses today is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, But Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 原本去 Louisville 是要结束我的生命，实际上我的确是做到了。如今我最喜爱的经句之一就是加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
After 6 weeks, I received a phone call from the lady who was discipling Angela. She was very, very excited and told me, "Your wife has surrendered her life to Jesus Christ. She has been saved." 过了六个礼拜，我接到一位帮助辅导我太太一位退休师母的电话。他非常兴奋地跟我说，你太太已经得救了，他已经将他的生命奉献给神了。 After I hear that, I told her, "This is not a good news. This is my worst nightmare. Because from now on, she has God on her side." 我听了以后心中非常的不高兴，我就跟这位退休师母说，这个不是个好消息，这个是我的一个噩梦，因为从现在起神会站在他那里边，那我更吵不过他了。But what I realized that her transformation was not a Sunday only change, but it affected every aspect of her life. What Angela had was not religionBut an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. 后来我发觉他的改变不只是表现在星期天而已的，而是神在各方面都改变了他。他每天早上都用数小时的时间在他的小斗室里读经祷告，拥有很大充满了活力的信心，他的生活的每一个层面都在改变。所以我的观察是，他得到的不是一个宗教信仰，他得到的是和主耶稣有一个亲密的个人关系。 Little did I know that God was also working on me. I started going to church with her, and a friend of ours invited us to a Bible study called BSF, where we began to grow deeper into the understanding of God and His Word. 不知不觉的，神也在我的身上开始做工，我就跟我的太太一起去上教会，然后有一个朋友邀请我们去参加一个查经班叫 BSF， 在那里我们开始在神的话语中看到神的爱和灵命在灵命上扎根。 The little did I know that God also opened my eyes and I also surrendered my life to Jesus ChristGod started to heal our marriage, as draw us closer to Himself, and so 我们后来我也将我的生命奉献了给神，神就医治我们两个人的婚姻。 And as we grow deeper in our understanding, but Christopher headed deeper and deeper.Into the world of homosexuality. 当我们两人在神的灵命中继续增长的时候，我们的儿子的生活越陷越新，因为他进入生活在同性恋圈中越陷越深。
From my childhood years, I did what most Chinese American kids did.
我是在一个传统的中国家庭长大，这个大多数华美籍的华人孩子一样。
Obey your parents.
要对父母要孝顺。
Do well in school.
学校成绩要出色。
And of course, practice piano.
当然啦，也要练钢琴。
I never fit in with the other American boys.
我很难适应美国男孩子。
I looked different, I acted different, and I had different interests.
我的相貌、举动、兴趣和他们都不一样。
God had given me the gifts of music, of sensitivity.
上帝赐给了我音乐的天赋和敏感的气质。
And Satan cannot take away those God-given gifts.
撒旦不能夺走神所给的恩赐。
But he can twist the perception of them.
但他有办法把它扭曲。
And from a young age, I was viewed and ridiculed as being effeminate.
我常常被人取笑缺乏男子气概。
The first time I remember having same-sex attractions was when I was 9 years old.
回想起第一次对同性发生兴趣是在九岁的时候。
When I found pornography at a friend's house.
那天我在朋友家偶然看到色情的杂志。
And this wasn't an American friend, it was a Chinese friend.
是在一个中国家庭里头。
And at that young age, I was confused and afraid of those feelings.
幼稚的童心面对黄色的图片引发我的这个困惑又害怕。
Without any parental guidance on sexuality, those magazines gave me a distorted view of sex.
这些杂志扭曲了我对性的看法。
But those magazines gave me led me in the wrong direction.
他们引导我到错误的方向。
But I kept those feelings hidden through high school, college, and even the Marine Corps reserves.
我一直隐藏我对这个方面的这个兴趣，甚至我在到这个陆战队的时候，我都隐藏我对这方面的兴趣。
In my early 20s, when I moved to Louisville, Kentucky to start dental school,
在二十岁出头，我在 Louisville 开始牙医学院的时候
，I finally came out of the closet and I began living openly as a gay man.
我就公开的在同性恋的社区出入。
Spending most of my free time in the gay clubs, I went from relationship to relationship.
我在不同的交换不同的性对象，而且在不同的这个同性恋的酒吧出入。
I was seeking intimacy and happiness.
我以为我可以找到满足跟快乐。
Which I found temporarily.
但却发现那只不过是一时的快乐而已。
But it only left me feeling unfulfilled and unsatisfied.
留下的只是更多的空虚跟枉然。
So I began experimenting with drugs.
所以我就开始吸毒。
But without much money as a dental student, I supported my habit by selling drugs.
那我是一个穷学生，怎么支持我这个吸毒的兴趣呢？
And I sold to friends, classmates, and even a professor.
那为了要能够达到更多的毒品，我就开始贩卖毒品。我贩卖了给我的同学、朋友，甚至学校的一个教授。
I actually thought I could live this double life.
我以为我可以这样过双面的生活。
Of being a graduate student by day and a promiscuous drug dealer by night.
白天我是一个堂堂的牙医学生，可是晚上我是一个同性恋的贩毒者。
3 months before I was to receive my doctorate, the administration expelled me.
然后在3个月我要毕业之前，学校给我通知要开除我。
So my parents flew down from Chicago to Louisville, Kentucky.
所以我父母亲听到这个消息之后，就从我家一路赶来。
I thought they were going to fight to keep me in school.
我以为他们来是为我要向校方争取我的权利。
My father's a dentist, and he knew the dean very well.
因为我爸爸是个牙医生，而且他认识院长。
And isn't that what any good Chinese parent should do?
那不是，岂不是每个这个中国父母想做的吗？
But to my surprise, as we sat there in the dean's office, my mother looked at the dean and said,
但是出乎我意料之外，我妈妈竟然这样告诉牙医院长。
Said, it's not important that Christopher becomes a dentist.
她说我儿子能不能成为牙医生并不重要。
What's more important is that Christopher becomes a Christ follower.
更重要的是我儿子能够成为基督耶稣的跟随者。
And so they said that they're going to support whatever decision the school made.
所以他们父母站在校方那一边。
They knew that knowing Jesus was more important than my career.
父母知道认识耶稣比我的事业更重要。
Well, I wasn't very happy about that decision.
我这点让我非常的不高兴。
I thought they weren't on my side, they were on the school's side.
我想父母亲竟然站在学校那一方，不是站在我这一方。
So I moved further away from them, further away from Chicago to the bright lights and big city of Atlanta, Georgia.
所以我就下定决心要离开父母，远远地跑到亚特兰大繁华的大城市去。
And there I quickly took over the drug scene in the gay community.
而且在那儿我有更多同性恋的社交圈里，我很快成为贩毒的头子。
And I became a supplier to other dealers in over a dozen states.
我负责供应给全美东部超过12个州的毒品批发商。
In addition, it was nothing for me to have multiple anonymous sexual encounters each and every day.
而且过之而不及的是，我每天沉迷在情欲中。放纵自己和完全陌生不同的伴侣发生性关系。
Because according to the world, I had it all.
以世界的眼光来看，我拥有了一切。
Money.
我有了金钱。
Fame.
名声。
Drugs.
毒品。
And sex.
还有色情。
I had exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
我把自己的灵魂换，我把我的这个灵魂换在一个谎言上。
And I began worshiping and serving the creature rather than the creator.
我在追求世上的荣华，崇拜被造之物，而不是来崇拜我们的创造主。
Because in my world,
那是在我的感觉。
I had become God.
我就是神了。
Leon and I had no idea that Christopher was doing drugs, but we knew his biggest need was to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.So I sent him Christian cards several times a week, and I filled them with the encouraging words, scripture, and hymns. On the bottom of each card, I signed, Love you forever, Mom. Little did I know he never read them. He simply tossed them into the garbage. 丽安和我完全不知道佑轩在吸毒和贩毒。但是我们只知道他需要信主得救，所以我坚持不断，每隔一天寄基督教义的卡片给他。在卡片上面，我填满了鼓励的话语、金节和赞美诗歌，并且在每一张的落笔，我一定签上“永远爱你的妈妈”。后来知道他连读都不读。就丢进了垃圾桶。
Angel, I knew the only way that we to see our son is if we flew the lantern. So we did. But on the second day, he kicked us out, not even allow us to call our friend. I offered Christopher a gift that was my very first Bible. Not surprisingly, he refused. So I left on the counter.And walk out the door. We found out later, as soon as we walk out, he took my Bible and threw it into the trash. 儿子既然不愿意回家，我们只好飞到亚特兰大去看他。没有想到第二天就被他赶出了门。在临走之前，我想要送他一件礼物，就是我的第一本圣经。他说：“我才不要看你的圣经，你做梦我会看你的圣经的。”所以可是我还是放在他的桌子上。后来我们知道，当我们一离开，他就把我的圣经丢进了垃圾桶。 It was more than obvious that he was totally unreachable and completely hopeless. But Angel and I committed not to focus on the hopelessness but on the promises of Godalong with over 100 prayer warriors from our church and from the BSF group, we cry out to God for Christopher. My wife even prayed a very bold prayer. Lord, do whatever it takes to bring this prodigal son to you. 很明显的看出他的叛逆是无可救药。在世俗的眼光来看，他是毫无希望的，可是我们的神是万能的，神可以用奇迹来改变我们的儿子。所以我的太太做了一个非常大胆的祷告，神啊，你可以用任何方法，只要将这个浪子带到你的身边。对一个中国的母亲来说，这是一个非常大胆而且非常冒险的祷告。虽然我们面临逆境，可是我们绝不存着绝望的心情，只是全心全意的定睛在神的诺言之中。同时我们有100多位代祷的勇士在我们的教会， 和查经班一起向神祷告。In her desperation, my wife Angela fasted every Monday for 7 years. Once fasted 39 days for Christopher. Every morning she spent hours in her prayer closet, reading her Bible, interceding, and praying for herself and for me. 以后的七年，我太太未曾间断的禁食祷告，七年如一日，甚至有一次禁食祷告了39天。每天早上她都在她的小斗室里读经祷告，跪着苦苦向神哀求。她常常将她的祷告写了下来。She wrote down many of her prayers, and following is one of those prayers. 我太太将她很多的祷告都写了下来，以下是她写下来祷告词的其中的一个。
I will stand in the gap for Christopher. I will stand until the victory is won, until Christopher's heart changes. I will stand in the gap every day, and there I will fervently pray. And Lord, just one favor, don't let me waver. If things get quite rough, which they may, I will never give up on that son, nor will you. Though the enemy seeks to destroy, I will not quit as I intercede. Though it may take years, I give you my fears and tears as I trust every moment I plead. 主，我要站在您和儿子的破口之间，直到这场仗打胜为止。我要站在您和儿子的破口之间，每天我都要虔诚地为他向您祷告祈求。我只有一个要求，不要让我心灰意冷而气馁。无论如何的艰难，如何的困苦，我绝不会放弃这孩子。主啊，您更不会。虽然撒旦魔鬼千方百计的要毁灭这孩子，我仍然坚持到底，无论要等到何年何月。每当我向您祈求的时候，我已经将一切的重担、一切的惧怕和我的泪水全交托在您手中。 I prayed those prayers for 8 years, and it seemed that God was not answering them. But during those years, God did answer my prayers, just not in the way I expected. His answer for me was, wait, be still, and know that I am God. 8年的祷告和等待，似乎神都没有回应。其实神是听到了我的祷告，只是没有顺着我的意愿。他的回答是，我要你休息，直到我是神。 Looking back upon those years when I prayed for change, God did bring change. The change was not yet in Christopher, but the changewas in me and my husband. What God's intent was, we will be changed. We will be transformed. That we will be trophies of God's mercy. 回想当年我求神改变逆境，神的确带来了许多的改变，只是孩子的改变时候还没有到。神要先让我改变，他要使我那已被更新的生命成为神施舍慈悲怜悯的胜利金牌。 Oswald Chambers said, We are not here to prove God answers prayer. We are here to be living monuments of God's grace. As we live out those years of waiting, we learn to walk and live as monuments of His grace, as God drew us to Himself each and every day. 阿斯沃千伯曾经说，我们活在这世上并不是要证明神是一个应许祷告的神，乃是要让我们的生命成为神恩典的纪念碑。在我们等候期待的岁月里，神亲自带领，牵着我们一步一步的接近他。
Often answer to prayer doesn't come quickly.
往往祷告的回应不是那么快就来到。
And this definitely was not an exception.
这次也不例外。
But my parents were unwavering in their faithfulness to intercede on my behalf.
我的父母不断在主里成长，他们持续坚定不移地为我虔诚地祈求主。
Like the persistent widow, my mother bombarded heaven with her prayers.
我妈妈就像那位圣经中苦心代祷的寡妇。
She knew that it would take nothing short of a miracle to bring this prodigal son to the father.
她知道除非是奇迹，这个浪子绝对不会回头了。
And a miracle is exactly what God did.
这次奇迹终于来临。
This miracle came one day with a bang on my door.
有一天有人大敲我的房门。
I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, Atlanta police, and two big German shepherd dogs.
我开门一看，十二个联邦毒品管制中心的官员，连同亚特兰大的警察，加上两只大狼狗，出现在我家的门槛前。
They confiscated all my money and my drugs, and I was charged with the street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
他们充公没收了我的钱跟一切的毒品，相当于 9.1 吨的大麻。
I was facing 10 years to life in federal prison.
这么大数量的毒品使我将面临十年至终身的监禁。
I'd started with a bright future among society's finest in academia.
我本应该是处于上流社会的一个牙医师，大有光明的前途。
And I found myself in the ditch among society's despised in the Atlanta City Detention Center.
现在竟然沦落到社会的败类，被关到亚特兰大的拘留所里。
So I tried calling my friends.
所以我就开始打电话给我的朋友。
You know those friends I say, whenever you need something, just give me a call.
因为我的朋友跟我讲过，你需要什么就打电话给我。
But what I didn't realize was that my mom knew as long as I had those type of friends around, I would find no need for God and no need for my parents.
但是其实我妈妈原来早就知道，只要我有那些朋友在我的周围，我就不要家，不要神。所以在多年前，她就具体向神祷告，让我的朋友都离开我。
So she prayed specifically that all my friends would desert me, and on that day, not one friend answered my collect call.
神果真回答了他的祷告，那天没有一个朋友愿意接我的电话。
So mothers, beware of your prayers, they're going to come true.
所以妈妈们要注意你祷告什么东西。
So I was down to the bottom of the list, home, and I didn't want to make that phone call.
所以最后我剩下了最后一个号码，我也不想打这个电话。
But my mother's first words were, Son, are you okay?
所以我就打回家，那我妈妈第一句话竟然是说，孩子你还好吧。
No condemnation, no berating words, just words of unconditional love and grace.
他完全没有责备，也完全没有指责，他只是他无条件的爱跟关怀。
Romans 2:4 says that it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance.
罗马书二章四节说，神的恩慈是领你悔改呢。
It's not God's anger, it's not God's punishment, but it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance.
不是神的愤怒跟惩罚，乃是神的恩慈引导我们产生悔过的心，回到神面前。
And even on that miserable day, God was pouring out His grace and drawing me to Himself through the words of my mother.
在那个悲惨凄凉的一天，神通过我的妈妈向我展现他那令人无法抗拒的慈爱跟恩典，慢慢地引领我回归路上。
Actually, my mom was excited to get that phone call, if you can believe it or not.
我妈妈非常的兴奋能够接到这个电话。
She knew without a doubt that this was God's answer to her prayers.
她知道这个是神回答了她的祷告。
So she put the phone down, fighting back the tears.
她立刻把电话放下。
She knew she had to do just as that good old hymn says, count your blessings
妈妈立刻想起数主恩典要一一的数。
Name them one by one.
一个一个的数。
So she put the phone down. She reached out for a little piece of adding machine tape.
她把电话放下，然后把旁电话旁的计算机上撕一个小段的纸条。
And she wrote down these first blessings.
她就写下第一个神给她的祝福。
Christopher is in a safe place compared to before.
Christopher 今天已经在一个安全的地方了，跟以前比起来，今天是安全的地方。
And he called home for the very first time.
他终于第一次打电话回来了。
As my years in prison passed, she kept adding to this list of blessings and taping more pieces of adding machine tape to it.
他在我在监狱的那三年中，他数算神的恩典跟许多感恩的事，不断把他们一一的记在计算机的小纸条上。
And today this list of blessings is longer and taller than she is.
今天这个纸条连起来的高度比他的身高还要高。
3 days later, as I was walking around the cell block, I passed by a garbage can.
3 days 之后，我在我的这个监狱的走廊走来走去。
And I looked at the garbage and I thought, my life is so much like this trash.
我看到了一个垃圾桶，就看到就想，我的生命就像这个垃圾一样。
I'm from upper middle class suburb of Chicago.
我本来可以是一个医生。
And my father has 2 doctorates.
我的爸爸有两个博士学位。
I was about to become a doctor. I had it made.
我几乎都要是医生了。
But now I found myself among common criminals, trash.
我现在却处身在这个囚犯的里头，像一个垃圾一样。
With my head down, I was about to pass by this garbage can.
我的头低下去，我将要经过这个垃圾桶的时候。
But something on top of the trash caught my eye.
然后我看到一个东西，引起了我的注意。
I bent over, I picked it up.
我把它捡起来。
And it was a Gideon's New Testament.
哦，原来是基甸会出版的一个圣经。
I took that New Testament back to my cell and I opened up that good book and read through the entire Gospel of Mark that night.
那是一本新约圣经，我把它捡起来，走到我的小牢房，然后把圣经打开，一口气就把马可福音读完。
But I did not think that this was the answer to all my problems.
我想这个册子应该不会解决我的问题。
Actually, I thought, I've got a lot of time on my hands and I better pass it somehow.
我当时只是想说我有很多时间不知道怎么打发，我总是要找个事情来做。
However, as many of you know, what we have in our Bibles is not just ink on paper.
但是我们都知道我们读的圣经不只是单单的白纸黑字而已。
But what we have in our Bibles is the very breath of God.
而是这个圣经是上帝的气息。
And it is living and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword.
神的话活泼又有功力，像一把两刃的剑。
Able to cut through the hardest of hearts.
能够刺入剖开我们最刚硬的心。
Exposing my sin, my rebellion.
让我看到自己的罪恶跟叛逆。
And it wasn't a pretty sight.
实在是多么的丑陋。
And I thought things couldn't get any worse.
所以我不可能有再坏，我想不会再更坏的事情会发生在我身上了。
But I was wrong.
但是我错了。
Couple weeks later, I was called into the nurse's office.
几周之后，我就被单独叫到医护室去。
They handcuffed me, chained my feet together. I shuffled into the nurse's office.
我带着脚镣跟手铐，一步一拖的到了护士的办公室。
She sat me down, and I just knew something wasn't right.
护士要我坐下，那我心里想，一定有什么不好的事要发生了。
She was uncomfortably struggling with the words, and she couldn't even give me eye contact.
她很为难，开不了口，甚至眼睛也不看着我。
So she wrote something on a piece of paper and slowly slid it across the desk to me.
所以她就在一个小纸条上写了几个字，然后从桌上慢慢地把那字条递给我。
I looked down at this piece of paper and I saw 3 letters and a symbol.
我眼睛一看，我看到三个字母跟一个符号。
It read HIV positive.
她说我有艾滋病。
A few days before Christmas, I received Christopher's phone call from jail. The noise in the background could not cover up his sad and hopeless words. Mom, I am HIV positive. His sullen and weak voice trailed off as my body went limp. I felt dizzy.And the world around me seemed to stop. 圣诞节即将来临的一天下午，我接到儿子从监狱打来的电话，听到他那颤抖微弱的声音：妈，我是艾滋病病源带病源者，虽然背后掺杂着吵吵闹闹的噪声，却也掩盖不住他这绝望的气息。我突然感到天旋地转。 Ever since Christopher told us he was gay, I had lived with this constant fear that Christopher might one day contract this deadly virus, and my worst nightmare was now a reality. 自从知道儿子佑轩过着同性恋的生活，我最害怕会发生的噩梦成了真。 Christopher was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison, but news of his HIV status was like a death sentence. 儿子被判刑6年，这个宣告有如儿子被判了死刑，令我难以接受。Hang up the phone, the pains of grief like a knife turned in my broken heart. I stumble up the steps and drag my heavy body into my prayer closet. Under the cross, I fell to my knees as stinging tears blur my eyes. This affliction was more than I could bear.放下电话，我心痛如刀绞，茫茫然不知所措地走进了我的小祷告室，跪在十字架下。我低头，让这首悦耳的歌声不断地在我的脑海里冲荡。 In the silence of my sorrow, a melody began to play in my heart, and the softand sweet string of a hymn fill my ears and repeat over and over. 让这首我低头让这首悦耳的歌声不断地在我脑海里冲荡，我心灵可无恐，我心灵得安宁，得安宁。It is well, it is well with my soul.
再来一次。
It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
few days after receiving that devastating news,
得知这个惨不忍睹的消息之后,
I was lying in my bed.
我就躺在床上发愣。
And I noticed in the metal bunk above me something scribbled.
注意到我上面的床板上写着几个字。
And it read, "If you're bored, read Jeremiah 29:11."
他说，如果你很无聊，就念耶利米书二十九章十一节。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
要叫你们末后有指望。
See, at the most hopeless point in my life,
在我人生走到尽头无望的时候,
God was using the words penned by a prophet thousands of years ago to a rebellious nation,
神应许了我用他的话,
to tell me that regardless of who I was and what I had done in the past, he still had plans for me.
他告诉我,无论我过去是怎么的败坏,做了多少的坏事,他仍然对我的生命有好的计划。
I had no idea where this plan was going to take me.
我实在是不知道他的计划是什么。
But God gave me enough faith, enough strength to get through that one day and the next and the next.
但是神给我足够的信心跟力量使我度过一天又一天。
My transformation was gradual.
我的灵命逐渐的在更新。
God was convicting me my dependencies.
神让我首先认清了在毒品上的瘾是神所不喜悦的罪恶。
The obvious was drugs, but God, within a few months, delivered me from that addiction.
不到几个月，我戒毒完全就成功了。
But the last thing that I was holding on to was my sexuality.
但是我还有对同性恋的倾向的问题仍然继续在挣扎。
I was reading the Bible, and I couldn't get around the fact that God loved me unconditionally.
当我读圣经的时候，神对我无条件的爱是很清楚的。
But I also came across those passages in the Bible that seemed to condemn that core part of who I thought I was.
但我也发现有一些经节好像在谴责同性恋的行为。
So I went to a prison chaplain and I asked him his opinion on this issue.
所以我请教监狱的牧师的意见。
And to my surprise, this prison chaplain told me that the Bible doesn't condemn homosexuality.
他居然告诉我，圣经并没有明白地反对同性恋的行为。
And he gave me a book explaining that view.
反而给了我一本支持同性恋行为的书。
So with much curiosity, I began reading that book.
带着好奇心，我就开始读这本书。
I had that book in one hand and the Bible in the other.
我就读了这本书，另外一手我就拿着圣经来比对。
And from a purely human perspective, I had every reason in the world to accept what that book was claiming.
如果我以人性的角度来看，我有很多的理由去接受这本书的论点。
So I could justify the way I had been living.
所以我可以肯定来支持我的同性恋的生活。
But God's indwelling Holy Spirit convicted me.
但是圣灵的启示下。
That those assertions from that book were a clear distortion of God, His word, and His unmistakable condemnations against homosexual sex and relationships.
我看到了那本书的论点是明显的对神和神的话做了扭曲的解释。
I couldn't even finish that book and I gave it back to the chaplain.
圣经的确是谴责了同性恋行为，我没读完第一章就把它还给了监狱的牧师。
So I turned to the Bible alone.
所以我就转到看看圣经怎么说。
And I went through every verse, every chapter, every page, looking for justification for homosexuality.
我在圣经里头逐章逐节的找，看看对同性恋是怎么说的。
I never found any.
我从来没有办法找到对同性恋合理化的说法。
So I was at a turning point in a decision.Had to be made.
因此我是在一个转捩点上，我必须做一个决定。
Either abandon God and His word.
要么放弃神和他的话语。
And pursue gay relationships by allowing my sexuality to control who I was.
然后继续做同性恋，让我的这个感受跟行为来操纵我是谁。
Or abandon pursuing gay relationships by liberating myself from my sexuality.
或者放弃同性恋。让我自己从感受的捆绑中解脱提升出来。
And live as a follower of Jesus Christ.
成为耶稣基督的门徒。
My decision was clear and obvious.
于是我下定了决心。
I chose God. God.
我选择了神。
As the days and weeks and months of abstinence passed, I realized that my sexuality shouldn't be the core of who I thought I was.
在我经年累月禁欲的日子里，我领受到我的性倾向不是与我个人不可以分离的。
See, I told myself that God loves me unconditionally, but He doesn't want me to change.
他并不表示我的身份，但是我过去以为我无论做什么，神都爱我。
But I realized that unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior.
但是无条件的爱并不表示它是无条件认可我的行为。
See, my identity shouldn't be defined only in my sexuality.
所以我的身份不应该以我的感受跟性倾向来定位。
My identity shouldn't be defined by what I'm feeling or my attractions.
我的这个身份不应该是我以我的同性恋。
But my identity as a child of the living God must be in Jesus Christ alone.
我唯一的身份乃是借着耶稣基督成为永生神的孩子。
So I'm not gay or homosexual or even get this or even heterosexual for that matter.
所以我不是一个同性恋的，我不是一个异性恋的身份。
God says, "Be holy, for I am holy."
他说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
See, I thought that to please God, I need to become straight.
我想说，哎，要取悦神，我必须是一个正常的人。
But actually, the opposite of homosexuality is not heterosexuality.
但是我们知道，我了解了，同性恋的相对并不是异性恋。
But actually, the opposite of homosexuality is holiness.
其实同性恋相对的是圣洁。
Actually, the opposite of any struggle with sin is holiness.
其实我们对罪的任何的相对应该就是圣洁。
So my focus shouldn't be upon my sexuality, but my focus needed to be upon living a life of holiness.
所以我不应该专注在同性恋上，而是应该追求圣洁的生活。
Because change is not the absence of struggles.
因为改变并不表示对诱惑没有挣扎。
But change is the freedom to choose holiness in the midst of our struggles.
而改变表示在挣扎的过程中有自由去选择圣洁。
Because the ultimate issue is not what I'm struggling with.
最关键不是在我最后挣扎什么。
The ultimate issue is not what my temptation with sin is.
而不是我对这个罪的这个诱惑是什么。
And the ultimate issue is not my sexuality.
而不是我的性倾向的问题。
But the ultimate issue is that I yearn after God in total surrender and complete obedience.
最重要的是我要全心的仰慕主，愿意舍己顺服主。
As I began to live this life of surrender and obedience, God began to reveal His plan for my life.
当我开始过着信靠顺服的生活，神向我显现他对我人生的旨意。
And He called me to full-time ministry while I was in prison.
他呼召我做全职的神职工作，当我还是在监狱的时候。
And I realized it didn't matter where I was, whether in prison or out of prison.
所以我就开始认识到，我不论在监狱里或是出监狱。
Because my calling on life would remain the same regardless of the location.
神呼召我，不论我在什么地方。
And with that change of heart, God did another miracle, and He shortened my sentence from 6 years to 3 years, which is almost unheard of in the federal system.
那我当我心态改变了，神又奇妙地做了一个作为，就是他缩短我的刑期，从6年缩短到3年。这在联邦的监狱制度下是很少见的。
So with only about a year left of my prison sentence, I knew if I was going to continue on in ministry after prison, I'd better learn more about the Bible.
所以当最后剩下一年的时候，我很清楚。知道神要我接受圣经的装备。
So I thought I wanted to go to Bible college.
所以我想我要到圣经学校去接受装备。
So I called them collect to my parents.
所以我就打电话给我的父母。
And I told them of my interest to go to Bible college after prison.
我跟他们讲我毕业后我在刑期之后我想去这个念圣经学院。
And I asked them to mail me an application to the only Bible college I had ever heard of.
然后我就请我父母寄那个我唯一听过的圣经学校寄申请表给我。
And which happens to be in our hometown Chicago called Moody Bible Institute.
我所知道的那一所圣经学校就是在芝加哥的穆迪神学院。
But then there was silence on the other line because I think they both dropped their phones.
我想，可是对方没有回应，我想他们大概把电话给掉在地上了。
They called, they mailed the application into me to prison.
他们后来就很快就寄到
申
请表来。
And I was so excited. I started filling out the questions and writing the essays.
我很兴奋，我就开始在填写我的申请表，写自己的自传。
Until I got to the very end of the application.
一直到我写到最后的时候。
Until when I found out they needed references.
他们需要三个推荐信。
Not from anyone, but specifically people who knew me as a Christian for at least 1 year.
他必须要这个推荐信是从要认识我一年至少一年基督徒的人。
The only people I knew were people in prison, so I had some slim pickings.
所以我这唯一我知道的人只有在监狱里头认识的人。
So I was able to persuade a prison chaplain, a prison guard, and another prison inmate.
所以我就说服了我监狱的牧师，还有监狱里头的警卫，还有我一个监狱的室友。
So amazingly, Moody actually accepted me.
我们写了三封介绍信，穆迪圣经学院竟然接受了我。
I was released from prison in July of 2001, and I started the very next month in August of 2001.
我2001年的七月，我出了监狱，一个月后我就正式成为神学院的学生。
So imagine the surprise of my classmates when I answered their question, "What did you do this summer?"
但你能够想象，开学那天，当我回答同学们问的问题，说你暑假是如何度过的时候，他们脸上那种惊讶的表情。
I graduated from Moody in 2005 and went on to get my Master's of Arts in Biblical Exegesis from Wheaton College Graduate School.
我2005年从穆迪圣经神学院毕业，2007年又从惠顿大学研究所完成圣经古经学诠释学硕士。
And this year, I just received my Doctorate of Ministry from Bethel Seminary.
今年我正在 Bethel 的神学院拿到了我的博士学位。
And I had the honor of co-authoring a book with my mother called Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope.
我很荣幸跟我的母亲写了这样的一本书，从一个远远的乡村里头走出来的一本书。
My mother wrote chapter one, I wrote chapter two, she wrote chapter three, so it's first person narrative from two perspectives, interwoven chapters.
我们是妈妈写一章，我写一章，妈妈写一章，我写一章，一起来写的一本书。
It's been translated into German, and we're translating right now into Chinese.
它已经被翻成德文，现在我们正在翻成中文的进行中。
And I think we're, if any of you guys would like to help, it's already been translated by the publisher, but we're editing it. So if any of you guys want to help, talk to my mom, talk to Helen for some help.
这已经翻成中文了，只是我们在最后做校订的工作，需要有一些同工在这一个礼拜内大概花三个小时的时间帮我们校订一下。如果大家有兴趣的话，可以会后来跟我妈妈来联络一下。
And then God has really restored, given us back the years that the locusts have taken away.
神实在是把过去我们所失去的都还给我们了。
Where my parents and I get to travel around the nation, around the world, talking about God's grace and God's truth on the issue of sexuality.
我跟我妈妈，我跟我的父母亲常常到世界各地去讨论这个性倾向的问题。
And then as if that wasn't enough, God has a sense of humor. How many of you guys know that God has a sense of humor?
好，有多少人相信神是很有幽默的？
Because he's brought me back to Moody, where I'm now teaching in the Bible department.
神竟然把我带到穆迪神学院做教授。
So I went from prisoner to professor.
所以我从监狱的犯人，现在变成了神学院的教授。
How many of you guys had a professor like that?
你们有多少人的教授是像这样子的？
But God has done far more abundantly beyond all that we have asked or thought.
但神给我们的超过一切我们所求所想的。
So today is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
And I don't think my mom knew this, but I want to thank my mom.
我今天要谢谢我的母亲。
I think she would even tell you that a lot of times people look to my mother as that's how a mother should act.
但是她可以跟我们讲，那个妈妈应该是怎么样子做的。
But she will always tell you that she didn't do anything on her own strength.
她早上也跟我们讲过，她其实什么都没有做，她不是靠着自己的力量在做。
It was when she was so hopeless and desperate that she totally let everything go to God.
她是在完全绝望的时候把用神的力量来做的。
So you mothers, as you are doing your best to raise your children.
所以我们做父母亲的，做妈妈的，要尽我们的能力来抚养我们的小孩的时候。
And even you grandmothers, as you are doing your best to raise and help your children raise their grandchildren.
甚至我们有这个做祖母的要想要来抚养我们的孙女孙祖父母的就抚养我们的孙女们
I hope that the one lesson that you can see is that you can't do anything on your own strength
我们必须学到的是我们靠自己是什么都不能做的
But what my mom realized was that when she let go and let God work that was when God began to break through
当我妈妈学到的是当她放下自己而让神来做的时候
And what I'm most thankful for is not just being mom but that she let Jesus shine through her
而我最感恩的就是妈妈让耶稣基督在她身上彰显出来
And so my hope for you mothers is that not just you would be a great mother
我的希望是大家做母亲的不仅是你是一个很好的母亲
but that you would be a godly mother
你会是一个合神心意的母亲
And sometimes being a godly mother is sometimes letting go and letting God work.
做一个合神心意的母亲就是有时候要把自己放下而让神来掌权
And my hope is that you will let Jesus shine through you
我的希望就是大家会让神耶稣基督在你身上彰显出来
Let's pray
那我们一起祷告
Father we thank you for today
天父我们感谢你
We thank you for Mother's Day.
我们感谢有母亲节。
And we know that many, many of us wouldn't be here if it weren't for our mothers.
我们知道很多人可能没有机会在这里。
So I would ask God that you bless the mothers today.
我要求神啊，你今天来祝福我们每个母亲。
And we know that there's no one that has ever been a perfect mother.
我们知道我们每个人都不可能是一个完美的母亲
But we ask, Father, that the mothers here would be godly mothers
但是天父我跟你请求让我们在座的每个母亲都是合神心意的母亲
And help the mothers reflect Jesus to their children
让我们的母亲都能够把耶稣基督彰显出来给我们的小孩子
I pray that we wouldn't put anything above Jesus
我祷告神啊，让我们不要把自己放得超过神。
A career is not more important. A career is not more important than Jesus.
我们不是比神更比耶稣基督更重要。
Our education isn't more important.
事业还有教育都不是比耶稣基督更重要。
Money isn't more important.
金钱也不是。
Even to have grandchildren isn't more important.
金钱跟小孙女儿都孙儿都不是比耶稣更重要。
Going to Harvard isn't more important.
去哈佛上学不是比耶稣更重要。
But I pray that our top priority is to point our children to you.
然后我为求神让我们把我们最高的这个。次序优先次序是把神带到耶稣基督面前。
And I'm sure many of us have prodigals.
我相信很多在座的也许也有浪子。
Some may just be more obvious than others.
有些人比较行为比较明显，有些人可能行为比较不明显。
We might have some prodigals involved in drugs.
我们也许有浪子，他们在吸毒。
We might have some prodigals that have a good life, a good job, but they're not following you, but they're still prodigals.
但是我们也许有浪子，他们有很好的生活，他们有很好的工作，可是他们不是信耶稣的。
Help us to not give up.
让我们不要放弃。
God, we love you, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
天父，我们爱你，我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.